The International Disability Alliance, IDA, with the support of the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, DESA, hosted a day-long event the day before the opening of the Conference on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The focus of the event was issues faced by women and children with disabilities. Celia Wald is with Plan International Norway. Plan International is a non-governmental organization working to improve the lives of children and eliminate poverty. Ms. Wald particularly focused on inclusion of children with disabilities. She's recently been supporting a program by Plan Nepal, where she says children and adults with disabilities face challenges of attitude, stigma, and access to vital services.
We also see in Nepal specifically the intersectionality of discrimination and marginalization, which is extremely important in terms of how you address discrimination. We see that issues such as disability intersect issues such as gender, caste, ethnicity, and so on.
Ms. Wald says the barriers people with disabilities face depend on their caste or ethnic group in Nepal.
In Nepal, the more privileged you are, the more likely you are to live down at the bottom of the valley, where it's fertile and more accessible. So if you are a person from a low caste, you're likely to live much further up the mountain, where it's a lot less accessible, with a lot less natural resources and so on. So you see that the barriers that people with disabilities face are actually different depending on what caste or what ethnic group they belong to.
Plan International Norway supports an initiative known as the Social Inclusion and Non-Discrimination Project. The aim is to contribute to the realization of the rights of marginalized people, especially those with disabilities.
There's three major components to the project. Advocacy is the one I'm going to talk about today, but there's also components of direct interventions to address violations of rights, particularly of children, as well as capacity-building components of networks of people with disabilities.
Sharon Premore is the legal counsel for the Human Rights Center for People with Disabilities, located in Israel.
We are the leading NGO for people with disabilities in Israel. We're celebrating our 20th birthday this year. We have served tens of thousands of people across the country, all groups of population, all religions, in all spheres of life.
The Human Rights Center for People with Disabilities focuses on ensuring people with disabilities are mainstreamed into the community. But implementing this right is not always easy, says Ms. Primore. The main complaint she hears from people with disabilities and their families is a lack of understanding on the part of the police.
First of all, police basically didn't know how to communicate with these people.
She gives an example of a young woman who was sexually abused.
She came to the police, started giving her story, and when the police investigator touched on the essence of the questions and asked, "What was the bus driver doing to you?" she replied, "He gave me a lollipop."
This, says Ms. Primore, was just one example of the difficulties in ensuring that the rights of people with disabilities are known and respected. Jerry Adams, United Nations.